a student now, planning an evaluation of sales promotion, like any activity that is taken, has to be evaluated. And for that, certain planning has to be done. So we will now explore the planning and evaluation of sales promotion in detail so that we understand the whole concept of this. So making use of yield management scheme in working out sales target and sales pattern and specified time period, this is how another area of working is using the yield management, because growth is also depending on what yield it generates, how much is return on investment, what is outcome of all the sales promotion, because obviously yield matters, yield brings in revenue. So making use of yield management schemes which are available by different scheme, that has to be worked out. Then determine promotion potential sales revenue as a result of achieving the sales promotion volume targets to its maximum level, thereby creating the boundaries within which a budget can be formed. So you have to determine with the help of yield management as to what will be the sales revenue. And mind it, all the factors with the yield management will be utilized so that the product that is offered to the end user is totally utilized. And then with the sales promotion available, volume to target the maximum level. As you can understand from this, the whole focus is revenue generation. And whatever techniques or schemes are used, it will all focus in creating additional revenue. As I've explained once again, I explained to you, an aircraft has 200 seats, so the business class will attract more yield in compared to the seats in economy and low economy, and different type of fare structures are promoted. And certain seats are allocated for those type of revenue generation only. For example, long-haul passengers using Mumbai-Dubai flight and onward Dubai to London would be low revenue as compared to someone who is just flying Mumbai to Dubai on an Emirates airline flight, because that passenger would pay. So this, and the aircraft needs to be filled. That's why yield management scheme are utilized through evaluation of sales promotion. It's an advanced science, I would say. Some of the people hired have the cost and work account diploma degrees. Some of them are chartered accountants because they really understand yield management. And don't forget that aircraft operation, our hotel operation, is to ensure that every single seat of an aircraft or every hotel room is fully utilized, because it would generate revenue for them. Moving further on planning and evaluation of sales promotion, identifying the customer profile of the group to be selected for sales promotion and detailing the same. Loyal customer, new first time, some passengers who get attracted because of your pricing, they have to be identified. Your loyal customers would fly on a specific airline irrespective of price fluctuation. People like to earn reward of Emirates Airline frequent flyer program. So they will definitely love to fly Emirates under different scenarios on different route. If the services are available and if their choice is Emirates, they would definitely pick up Emirates rather than going for another airline, unless the offer is something which cannot be overruled, and they will pick it up. So identifying the customer profile is important. Selection of type of rewards. Those appeal to the target customer groups. Let me give an example. A lot of Indians who are now American by nationality may not be get attracted in certain offers which are of no use to them. For example, a Jain. This is an example. A Jain's holding an American citizenship, staying in U.S., will not be attracted to buy any product where they would offer half kilogram of turkey for free during Christmas time period, because of no use for them. They are totally vegetarian. And likewise, any wine bottle given to a Muslim may not attract, because for them, the wine bottle has no meaning. He doesn't consume. So selection of type of reward appeals to the target customer group. Yeah. Likewise, designing and implementation of action plan and its coordination with other optional factors in the campaign should be studied thoroughly and implemented accordingly. Designing and implementation of action plan. I pointed out before that any offer which has no linkage, for example, offering certain thing to people in the villages which are of no use to them, offering a Western outfit for a promotion done for farmers makes no sense for them, because they are not the user of Western outfit. Rather, they would prefer to have a sari or a kurta pajama as an offer. As an example, implementation of what to offer as a complimentary gift to them, what reward to be given to them, and designing and implementation of action plan based on a customer's need, which customer would willingly accept, or monitoring and evaluation of results achieved. Now, this is important because evaluation is always done after implementation of any plan to rectify, to adjust, and so on. So monitoring and evaluation in sales planning or promotion is of a prominent importance. We come now and talk about personal selling. As the name suggests, personal selling, as the idea suggests, personal selling is direct interaction between buyer and the seller. B2C, what they say. And there are a lot of business group who have accepted this as a marketing or sales approach. They have straight away gone B2C. A lot of consumer goods are delivered directly to the consumer or by certain buyers. Some buyer will have an option of not going to consumer directly. In this case, a buyer. Some seller will not like this type of business. Instead, they would go B2B. Some highlight this. But personal selling is gaining momentum now. So you will find some group saying, we do B2B and B2C as well. From the selling path, travel agents find them, the seller, as their competition. To avoid that, some don't go for personal selling. But there are airlines, and nowadays, for that matter, through the booking engine, it has now gone directly to the buyer. You look to book a seat on Air India, you don't go through the intermediary. You just go on a booking engine or platform that offers seats to you through Air India and you book the seat. That's a fine example of a personal selling. It could be face-to-face by telephone or through video conferencing. some of the factors or some of the technique that are used could be face-to-face. Or this could be a consumer good where you need an explanation done to you by a seller to a buyer. But as I mentioned, another example that I gave you is seller, an airline, selling directly to the consumer, the traveler, on their booking platform. It's a personal selling to them. It's a kind of co-marketing communication tool and includes individual frontline staff activities. Not to sell personally, selling the product. Even on booking engine, there is a chatbot possibility. So you can always ask what you are buying and what are you looking for. So personal selling must be a part of overall communication mix, and it may be supported by advertising and PR. All these work in personal selling. And I told you that personal selling has become more important in many fields now, because now the personal selling, especially the middle class group, has a better buying power. Personal selling functions can be categorized, and they are influencing the purchase of more services and products. So if you are selling any goods, any product, then you cross-sell. For example, you have gone to KFC and you have bought something according to what you felt like, okay, you purchased something, aloo tikka, as an example, or a veg sandwich or a chicken. Immediately, the influencer or the seller or the cashier would say, sir, we have an offer. Why don't you buy Pepsi large or medium and we will top it up as much as you want. It says influencing the purchase of most services. Or if you buy business class seat, you will get a gift hamper as a passenger on business class. So personal selling. So people are encouraged to buy business class because they are given some additional services without any cost. Enabling and facilitating B2B purchase. I pointed out this to you, that enabling and facilitating B2B purchases as a personal selling. Bringing in B2C, significant purchase, higher in value terms, also being sold. You are a business class passenger. We have a special deal with Chanel perfume. And for our special passenger, we are giving you a 15% discount than the list price. Significant purchases. Higher in value terms. You think, oh, I would get, being a business class passenger, I would get Chanel as a perfume at 15% less than the list price. Taking the help of distribution channel to encourage purchasing. Using different distribution channel to encourage purchasing. Any product that you buy, all distribution channel which exists as an online purchase, be it Flipkart, Tata Click, or Amazon, and so on, are distribution channel. And more business is reported through this by encouraging others to buy through them instead of going to the manufacturer directly. So these are all personal selling that is happening around. Influencing the purchase of more services associated with sales promotion. I give the example of you buy something with KFC and they would say, we have an offer going that if you pay for medium Coke, it will be topped up to large. It's an associated sale. And buyer would already, he wanted to buy something. He has paid for it. He's quite happy about it. And some of the examples are, hotel staff suggests something special, ask customer to select from the dessert trolley or suggest a drink, or receptionist recommend a hotel health club facilities, etc., etc. So they would say, if you are a guest, our sauna would give you 50% discount for spa. Or if you buy one beer, the guest can get a free beer from 5 to 7 o'clock in the happy hours to your guests. So you pay for one beer, you get another beer for free. Whatever. Just some examples given to you in personal selling. And it has become successful in many areas. Even those who go on corporate travel will avail this, because they have been already paid for the services by their employer or wherever they have come for a business activity. And if they have an accompanying person with them, or the spouse or another friend, they can just buy it at a 50%, and this is a treat. So these are some examples that happens around in personal selling, and this increases the volume of their business. No additional marketing activity has done, just the self-promotion. The customer is at your doorstep, staying in your hotel, flying on your airline. What you did is some example of offering purchase with more services. It is observed that some travel and tourism business have identified this opportunity and impart training to their staff. The staff is accordingly trained to offer these additional services to encourage the guests to avail this. Some of the staff are rewarded for selling more than what a customer already booked. For example, you have booked a city tour of Dubai, and the tour operator, who is a ground handler, would possibly say, sir, in your itinerary, we don't have a visit to a museum. Why don't you visit the museum? Because with your boarding pass, you can get 15% discount on the entry fee. And the staff handling such clientele are trained to get that additional business from personal selling. It is enabling and facilitating B2B purchases. Generally, most of the travel and tourism business have sales team, we do have, who is already on the payroll. As such, they are not additionally hired, but if they are encouraged, trained to sell anything from personal selling, it increases the revenue. They sell their product and services to different customer group of their interest, business tourists, corporate traveler, and conference organizer. So you are staying in a hotel for a conference. Obviously, you will look at whatever is being offered to you extra. Number of examples have been given to you. Like, you get 30% off on our list price of the massage that we are offering at the hotel. Or there is a 20% discount from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock at the pub. It's a happy hour, and so many such offers, and staff is being trained for that. Likewise, visitor attractions offer facilities to event management businesses or offer educational trip or workshop to schools, colleges, and so on. Educational trips are offered to travel agents, so that they are encouraged to learn about product by physically experiencing that, as an additional support provided by hotel group, airline, including the destination management company and the tourism board, they would encourage to offer the educational trip, which is called familiarization trip. These are all personal selling. So before they could start selling the product, they experience themselves. And likewise, some educational trip arranged for the students of colleges and universities. They are taken as a group to an educational institution, say in France or in Switzerland. The student from a catering college or a school student learning about science, all will be encouraged in this regard. So personal selling also refers to significant purchase with a higher in value term. Incur a large value purchase. Generally, these type of products are not. Look at the duty-free shop, duty-free sale on the flight. Most of the product are high value. They won't sell anything which has a lower market value. But their clientele are those who are flying on board and can afford to buy. So on duty-free shopping or the trolley that moves on the flight, those of you would have observed on international flight, sell anything on board from wine to cigarette to luxury item to personal wearing apparel and so on. Sometimes you can order in advance so that it is delivered to you on a specific flight that you are flying. And they are all large value purchase, all fall under personal selling. Using personal selling concept effectively, there are a lot of people who don't buy things and they buy it on duty free on the flight. It is used with individual customer by combination of the personal face-to-face interaction and telesales. So taking the help of distribution central to encourage purchasing, take another support from the distribution channel for sales promotion. So what we do, in this case, sales team perform two roles. What are the two roles? Providing information to these distributing channels. They will come and explain to another distribution channel to sell this product, to become as one of their sales team, as an additional sales arm for them. So they provide information to those distribution system and encourage their frontline people to achieve desired revenue. And that will be added as something achieved by them. And obviously, both will create an additional sale, bring in additional revenue, increase the sale. Again, that falls under personal selling, as we have understood. The sales team also attempt to create partnership with the distribution channel in addition to motivation to generate sale. What are we talking about here? We are talking that, I give the example, like you present the boarding parts of Emirates, go down to Avis rent-a-car counter at Dubai airport and straight you get 10% off on the price. That's an additional sales coming through personal selling. No marketing was done. No activity was done by just using the distribution channel, you well created a business for that. Responsibilities of sales team to be also understood, so that the sales manager, for example, who is a sales team, in formation of a sales team as per the company needs. I give this example to understand. The sales team divided in major metros. The sales team will divide area. Wherever there is a source of business coming, wherever there are corporate offices around, either they would be given by identifying corporate or area will be distributed. Like pick up example, sales team in UAE. So there will be separate sales team for Abu Dhabi, separate team for Dubai, separate team for Sharjah, and so on. Likewise, Mumbai, Hyderabad, Bangalore, Delhi, etc. So different sales team will be encouraged as per the company need, depending on the market size. Also, hiring sales team if you are falling short. Inspiring and rewarding the sales team by giving them incentives in form of cash, in form of soft dollar, or in form of some attractions addition. Supporting activities also are part of a sales team's work. Follow up, getting a feedback, supporting activity. And monitoring all this has to be done because there is a training involvement into it. There is a revenue generation involvement into it. There is a result coming out of it. All has to be evaluated. An area where stop need to be put that would come in form of control. So sales team member, who are they? Let's understand this. Sales team members are those who take the marketing research to approach to a right sales promotion or the administration. You see, when it comes to a sales activity, as we generally say, all of us in a way form as an ambassador of India when we interact with a foreigner, because to us they would look and decide to visit India. Rest of the thing, of course, they would have mindset. But looking at Indian, they would think, yes, an Indian is a polite, friendly, hospitable, etc., etc. So undertake marketing research, administration, skill improvement. Improve where they are falling short in communication skill, in closing the deal, all this type of skill development, any technical skill to be added, use of different electronic gadgets, all help in business development, in customer servicing, negotiation skills are also to be put where you can win. Generally, negotiation skill, people who are with great understanding and human relationship understanding will be hired as a negotiation skill, where the buyer should feel, I have won something. And a good negotiator will always ensure what he puts before the client is a win-win scenario. All this is to help business grow, and scheduling and planning done in accordance to the growth of business. With this, I conclude my lecture. Thank you very much for listening to me. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.